New Orleans now has a place to put looters when they arrest them. The Louisiana State Penitentiary helped set up a makeshift jail in the bus and train station. NPR's Jeff Brady toured Camp Greyhound.
Warden Burl Kane says when police arrived to open up the jail at the Union Passenger Terminal last weekend, they found people inside stealing.
We ran the looters away. And Amtrak was really happy, and so was Greyhound, because they have a safe here with money in it.
Kane came down after the hurricane hit. He's the warden of the Louisiana State Penitentiary in Angola. He echoes the sentiments of a hand-drawn cardboard sign on the front door that reads, "We are taking New Orleans back." As city officials try all kinds of things to restore order, Kane says his Camp Greyhound is making the city more secure.
And this is the one thing that works. To have a jail. They realize you can't have security till you have a jail. And therefore, then, we've arrested over 233 people that have been brought through here. One shot at a helicopter. One of the guys had to shoot out with the police. But they got them off the street so we could have reconstruction. Without a jail, no reconstruction.
Kane says they didn't even have to travel to find one of the prisoners.
The first guy we caught here come driving up to buy a bus ticket in a stolen car, and he bought a ticket all right back there to that screened area.
Out back, the first noise you hear is a loud Amtrak locomotive. It runs 24 hours a day and provides electricity to the jail. But what you see first out here is the dozen or so cages. They're about 15 foot square and made of chain link with razor wire on top. Inside, there are no chairs or benches. Prisoners sit on the cement floor. They're exposed to the 95 degree heat and the high humidity. But Kane says prisoners won't stay here more than 24 hours before they're shipped to a more permanent facility where court can be held. That place has to be more comfortable than Camp Greyhound.
They got the porta potties in there. We give everybody plenty of water in the bottle. They have bottled water. We don't have water hose or nothing. We do it right. And we give them MREs. And they get MREs 3 meals a day. If you don't have any shoes, we give you some sandals. We want you to have shoes on. And we scrub this down every morning.
Cleanliness is a concern. The place reeks of disinfectant, and inmates swab the floors. Dr. Joseph Gautreau says he's on the lookout for a variety of illnesses.
A lot of these people that are coming in probably have not been vaccinated for years, so we have to look for pharyngitis, diarrhea, gastritis, vomiting, fever.
Anyone who's sick doesn't stay here long. They're shipped out so diseases don't spread to the other prisoners. Step over to the entrance of Camp Greyhound, and you see this isn't just a jail, but a miniature justice center is being put together. Walter Leger is taping up a sign on a shop window. It announces a temporary office for the Orleans Parish District Attorney.
We're accepting evidence from people that are arrested and property as they're processed through the booking procedure here.
And you're doing it in a gift shop there, it looks like.
It looks like this gift shop was partially looted, and we've taken over some of the office space, and we're setting up files in there.
The building certainly isn't as secure as a typical jail. Two banks of glass doors on the sides of the building remain unlocked. Warden Kane says they just don't have a way to lock them.
Are you worried about security here? Because
no, I got security. Look at that automatic rifle out the front door. Look, you'll see them all around. I got everywhere security. I got shotguns on the roof when we load the buses. And we're well secured. That's the National Guard out there, and the Louisiana State Police is in the front. Man, we rock and roll. See that rifle right there?
Kane says he has just about everything he needs to run a jail right now. He's even planning to have air conditioning soon for the staff, not the prisoners. And he says Camp Greyhound will do until the flooded jail is repaired and can once again house prisoners. Jeff Brady, NPR News, New Orleans.